Does it have to be in the newspaper twice?
I'll have to look at the paperwork from Two Rivers. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I haven't done one in a really long time.
I could call Two Rivers, maybe, if you're willing.
Okay. I've got a packet that they gave us with timelines.
Oh, you did? You've got that? And have they transmitted that zoning regulation to you, right?
Not yet.
The Planning Commission hasn't?
I've gotten draft upon draft upon draft, but I haven't gotten the final draft submission.
Is it on the website?
No. The last one that's on the website was from July, before the hearing.
Oh, okay. I didn't notice the date.
They're still working on it.
I'm not good at bureaucracy.
I think they had the lawyer was fixing a few things.
I think you can share it, Andrew.
Yes, you do. I'm going to put some news in the paper.
There you go.
Well, let me...
Three copies of each. That's how I work.
For some reason, we'll pop it. Oh, come on.
What'd you say?
I got mine. It is
mine.
So I need
to. See, I haven't gotten any emails. That's strange.
You haven't gotten any emails?
Not on the pop-it account.
Weird. I sent you one. I forwarded it. Did you want to?
I got that one.
Reply.
Green Mountain Power.
My reply before I left for today.
What did it say?
Got it or something like that.
Oh, yes, I got that. But it's not worth. Maybe it is now.
Update.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Yep, okay. Carry on now. So, Becky, let's get the good news, bad news, and whatever.
All right. Where do you want me to start? Well, there's a bunch of empty lines at the beginning. That's mostly
the income and stuff.
I can do estimates on some lines. So okay, I've got line 15.
Yep.
Under other taxes, the Appalachian Trail. We've got an estimate of about 7,000. What we're going to be getting.
Yep.
I think.
The current use.
Current use. She gave you a.
Ellen sent that, and that's going to be less.
Yes.
I think it's going to be about $7,000 less.
We had a couple people kicked out this year. The next one I have would be line 19, $7,000 school tax collection fee.
What about the state taxes?
I don't have it on here, but I think we got an estimate, and I think the 3,800 is close. I think it was 30. I thought it was 36.
Yeah. So if we put 36 in there,
yeah, it's less than we were hoping for, so.
That's for line 18, right?
Yes. If I find that, I will
okay.
update it. Under penalties and interest, under interest current year tax and late penalty 8% current tax, lines 23 and 25, between the two, Ellen has estimated about $10,000.
So how would they break out? Do you have any clue?
She just said at least $10,000 in a bracket. So I would, if I had to guess, the penalty is going to be less than the interest too.
So if we put...
so maybe half and half or...
Can we just put $10,000 in the total like we do for truck repairs?
Well, I suppose we can, but we've got two lines here.
Looking back on actuals, maybe a half and half might be reasonable to start with.
So 5,000 for each?
Come closer. It depends on what Karen brings in over the next couple of months. How much gets carried into next year.
Okay.
So where are you putting the fives?
I put it in 23 and 25, but you've also got 24 and 26. But they're because Karen's staying current better, we don't have much there. We could go back to what we got in 2019 and add those figures in. We didn't put anything in those two columns last year.
Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I think that's why she left it out.
So five and five?
That's what I put in there.
Okay.
On line 30, she's estimated $2,000 for checking account interest.
Would the other income from account be blank again?
Yes, she's got it crossed off.
Okay.
So then moving down to income accounts, line 35 for recording. I'm estimating $9,000. We have an interesting situation where the recording fees have gone up by legislative action. So they went up $5 per page from $10 per page, so it's $15 now. But $4 from that, from each page that we take in, has to be put into a reserve account for digitization and preservation of land records and vital records in the vault.
So how are you going to handle that?
Because it's by legislative action, we do not need to go to a town vote. From what I heard from Secretary of State's office today, I double-checked. Because it's mandated, it doesn't need to be something that the town votes on to create the reserve account. Because it's not budgeted taxpayer dollars that are going into the reserve fund. It's funded entirely by the income from reporting. So
okay.
I only estimated a raise of $1,000 in there to cover the dollar per page extra that we get. We record approximately 900 to 1,000 pages a year. Because any other income that comes into that will then get put into the reserve account. So it won't.
So are you going to have to show the income as total income and then have a disbursement out?
Yes.
So really, we should be showing this as the total amount then, shouldn't we?
We can, yeah. I wasn't sure.
I'm asking. I'm not telling you.
I'm not sure how it works because I've never done it before. I'm trying to stay away from it.
At some point, Ellen is going to make a transaction mm-hmm. out of the reserve account, to a reserve account, right? Just like she does with all these other reserve accounts. So that we really have got to have all that income come in and then a disbursement going out to the reserve account. Am I thinking about this correctly or not?
I think so.
Sounds right.
You just like me, huh?
So then
you're looking like...
I'm just trying to think whether or not... I don't know. I'm not sure the mechanics of it.
In that case, it would raise the total, so it would be about $13,000 for income for it.
I'm going to put $9,000 in and $13,000 in here. And I think perhaps it would be a good idea before we finalize this budget if Ellen made a quick call to Chad to ask him how we should handle this so we do it right before we start.
Yes.
I would think that would be the way to go. Anyway, so that we got it right. What else have you got?
So 45, line 46 is 13,000.
No, just line 35. Line 36, copying, 1,500. Line 37, 13,800. Followed by line 38, negative 13,800. And there's an increase in that because the landfill coupons have gone up. Line 39, we've got 300. Line 40 is minus 250 because we actually do retain $10 of each license that's sold. Line 41, I've got $2,000 for dog license receipts. And line 42, minus 1,200, which has been just about our actual costs the last few years. 43 liquor licenses, that's 185 still.
What was the dog license cost?
$1,200 negative.
Thank you.
Town hall rental, line 44, it's 500. We were a little low last year, but up this year again, so hopefully. And land posting fees, line 45 is 100. Line 49 and 50, and 52 and 53 would all be from Karen. So the only thing I have on there is line 51, $250 for excess weight permits.
So I've got to reach out to Karen on that then. I haven't done that.
That may just be a matter of her putting in numbers. Although the access is actually you guys. That's road driveway permits. At $50 a pop, just depending on how many we think we're going to get this year.
Do we want to put that up to 200? I think that we're getting, that's only four permits. If you want to leave it at 100. We got in 200 the last fiscal year.
But only one the year before.
What?
But there was only one the year before that. $50.
You want to leave it at 100?
Yep.
Okay. I'll reach out to Karen on building permits.
On the next page, line 58, miscellaneous town clerk income. I just have zero because I never know if there's going to be anything. I usually get $2 Green Mountain passports, maybe three a year.
So all of these, except for traffic fines, we aren't doing anything at all. Are these others all, the select board and the town clerk, going to be nothing, just blanks? And the traffic fines, $500? What, do you know anything about the state funds and other grants?
I do not. I have nothing for those. Nothing for
Do you have anything for the listers or listers' education reimbursement?
It's the same. 607 would be the same. Well, we haven't heard any different, have we?
No, they reimburse only when we submit. I think it's conference education payments, and I'm not sure why they haven't come out of there before for actuals, unless we just haven't submitted anything, or we haven't received it. If they haven't funded the Lister education reimbursement from the state, then that may be why we don't have anything there.
Okay. And we have no proceeds on tax sales, right?
We shouldn't. Well, unless Karen she's got some things on her list that she wants to put up for tax sale in the next year. She's trying to work with the property owners right now. So there may be some next year, but we won't be able to anticipate it. And anything that comes in from tax sale, we have to send right back out anyway.
Well, anything above and beyond, and the taxes are delinquent, so just leave it blank, I guess.
So just, this doesn't involve Becky, but just backing up, can we eliminate line 66? Because that had to stay on for, what, 3 years or something?
I don't know why not. And I don't know why the 65 Planning Commission grant is there. Although they just they've applied for a grant, but I don't know whether they've heard that they've received it.
Might be good to leave it in there just in case.
We'll take out the SCBA reimbursement. We're still going to have to pay the $85 to the Bounty Fund, unless that paperwork gets squared away. And I don't have any idea what this insurance reimbursement was.
Ellen has a zero in here.
Yeah, again, that was a something that we should drop off after another couple of years. It was just a fluke thing, I think. I don't know. I take that back. It happened twice.
Okay.
I take it back.
What about getting now into clerks and treasurer and all that? All
right, this is the fun part. Clerk salary, I have put in for $25,000. There hasn't been an increase in salary in 5 years, 4 years, 4 years. Line 88, clerk assistant, $3,500. That stays the same. Line 89 for insurance, the costs went up. That's the actuals for this, the actual projected for this coming year.
So how much was the clerk insurance for this year?
$93,300.
Okay.
Clerk general expense, I'm going to bump up to $300. It is an election year, so I'll have more supplies for that that are specific. 91, permanent records maintenance stays the same at $1,200. Bookbinding, $992 should drop off because that has been pulled into the permanent records maintenance line. And then line 93, I'm going to budget $850 for this year. It's a decrease of $500, so we need fewer books this year. Then moving on to the treasurer, she has also put in $25,000 for the year for the total. Those three lines.
Does she have any thoughts where she wants to add it?
Well, her thoughts were just to put it under treasurer salary, all as one.
Okay.
Assistant 9100 is $7,500. Line 101, treasurer insurance is $93,300. 102, treasurer general expense, $800. So that's also a decrease. And then 103, accounting support, $5,000. Any questions, or can we keep moving on to Lister?
No, we're good.
Lister's payroll, 107, stays the same, $15,000. And 108, education and dues, stays at $600. Mm. 109, Lister's mileage, $150. And 110, general expenses, $150. Lister's hardware is zero, 111. So we don't anticipate buying some new computers. Or measuring tapes, things like that.
You were saying, when we were discussing computers today, you were saying that theirs is quite old as well.
The Lister's is not, no, that was the one that had the hardware issue, that had the hard drive failure that has been replaced this year.
Okay, so you're not at the end of those computer lines.
No.
Okay.
One is 4 years old, no, five, one is 5 years old, and the other is two, with brand new hard drive, so. Under software, 112, 2250, and 113, tax mapping, we put it for 2500. It's a slight increase. We know we have a lot of work to do this year, plus we're going to get paper maps for the office so that we're up to speed and have things for the public to look at. The next section is all select board and CBA, zoning, planning commission. So move into municipal office, 134, cleaning, 2000. We haven't put anything in for 135, town office building maintenance. I think that's you guys. You should.
Was there anything that you needed to do regarding that Wade Mazur report?
Ellen has that report. There are a few electrical things that need to be taken care of. Actually, the HR person who was here today mentioned that the exit and emergency lights need to be tested frequently. And we tested them today, and they do not come on when the power goes out. So that's something that's going to need to be looked at and replaced. There's just a battery backup in there. That
batteries are dead. Yeah.
Need to look at that. The lights on the front porch pulse and flicker. They don't work anymore.
Johnny was quite pleased with the guy that did the work out here. He thought he did a pretty nice job, and he thought it was pretty reasonable. If you made a list of all of the things, and especially the porch light and stuff that isn't working, not for this budget, but for you to get these things fixed this year, I think the board would say that you should do that, and it probably won't cost much money. I don't think we'd have to put that out to bid or anything, would we?
It's under $1,000. If it's over $1,000, then we just have to get quotes.
Right. The last time we had to have electrical work done in here, it was like pulling teeth to get quotes. And we ended up trying to hire the only person who...
Just make a list and we'll get a hold of that guy.
Okay. I'll get the contact information. If you make a list, we'll get him to come up and take a look at it and give you a quote. And I'll get Johnny's got his contact information. You better write that down.
But if there are other issues that needed to be addressed, we can make a list of those too.
In order to keep the insurance company happy, we've got to do those things.
Yes.
And we've done pretty well on the list.
No, I know handicap access is one that was on their list.
What?
Handicap access is on the list.
Which building?
You can't get a wheelchair through the front door and around the corner. Can't get a wheelchair this time of year from the car to the front door. So
that's going to be more than $100,000.
Yes.
That's something that we'll have to discuss and figure out whether we want to try and tackle that or put that off. That's going to be So building maintenance, I think we definitely should leave, even if you have no plans, I think we should leave some money in this building maintenance, because something's going to fall apart. I don't know whether you need $3,000, but like for instance, last year you only spent $640. Mm-hmm. The prior year you spent $4,000. Mm-hmm. What's the board's pleasure?
$2,500. Does that sound?
Sounds good. And did Ellen have an insurance?
$2,700, same as this year, projected amount. So that's 136. 137, telephone internet stays at 1300. Postage and envelopes, 138, has gone up 2500. The cost of everything has gone up. But postage went up quite a bit. Town office supplies, 139, stays at 1500. 140 stays at 1500 for electricity. 141 propane, we do not have a quote on that yet. Was that something new?
That's a dollar. You're paying $1.139, and I can't. You'd have to look on your invoices. I do not remember what the contract was for last year. I think it was about $1.50, wasn't it?
It was more.
And when does the contract expire? When do we need to renew that?
You are on your new. You should be getting invoices now at $1.139.
Okay. So we'll just have to figure out usage. And
we did. We did that contract back in August, I believe.
Okay.
So yeah, you're under contract, and you're also under contract for heating oil. And then down there, the diesel fuel is rack plus 15 cents or something.
So I'll probably estimate the same amount for this year, 1600.
Yep, sounds good.
140, line 142 can drop off, I think, this year. Because all of our computer services are under one line now, 145. 143, NIMRC support, 2000. 144, Office 365 software, 2000. 145, computer services and cloud backup. We're going to increase to 2,000. So now we have Bob Merrill doing some work for us too, so that's an added person. Lines 146 and 147 can both be dropped. They no longer are valid at all. 148 stays at 1,700 for the copier lease. And 149, we've got zero for municipal office expense. I've just got a few hit or miss ones from here on out. We got the assessment for Two Rivers is line 160. They're 1,383. On the next page, town hall miscellaneous and cleaning, we got 300. Yes, a couple of deep cleans before town meeting, after the suppers. I don't put anything in for maintenance and repairs, and we don't have the breakout for insurance. The estimate for insurance would probably be around the same, though, 27.
John, you're going to have to, or maybe it's going to come out of this year budget. You had some maintenance stuff on the town hall for Wade, Missouri, that insurance thing.
Yep. The ramp and the stairs.
Are you figuring to get that done in this year's budget that we're working in through now, or will it not happen until next year's budget?
I would hope I'd get it done in this year's budget.
Do you want us to put some money in next year's budget? I had to write back a report to him.
Yeah.
And I didn't really say much about the town hall other than you were getting estimates for the stairs and the railing and stuff to go down cellar, and that the heat tapes had been removed.
Yeah.
Because I knew that, and I didn't say anything else about the other things that were in there that were an issue. Because you were handling it, I sent in all the rest of the other stuff. I have yet to, mostly that was town garage stuff, brick building stuff, and library stuff. And I said, like, we were working on getting an estimate for the railing out here, which they complained about. So my question then is, if we have to redo those back stairs and... railings and stuff, are you going to, you had $1,000 in the budget for this year we're in now. Do you want to put in $1,000 or $2,000 to figure you may have to do more than that?
Yeah, that's probably not a bad idea. I mean, there's going to be...
So put in a couple thousand?
Yeah.
And insurance put in the same, you said, Becky?
Yep.
And electricity and stuff as well?
Same on the next two lines. 700 for electricity, 200 for propane. We put 3,000 for fuel oil for the town hall. Because that seems to be... It's a big space to heat.
There was some discussion in the at supper time in the town hall... And the water heater. And I don't remember, did that ever get squared away so the water heater did work?
Yeah.
Yeah, Keith Chase came up and started it. It was just a matter of getting it started.
So we're all set on that. We don't need a new water heater.
No. The pilot light was out, so Keith Chase. I went up, but Keith had already been here.
Okay.
Brick building, there's usually just a single number, and then Ella divides out the where the expenses come in.
So $1,500,
I think. Yeah, it'll be a little less because the electricity is now tied into this building, so the amount that they use is probably going to be piddly.
In fact, we could just, well, I guess we could eliminate it in the future.
Right.
There's no need of trying to, well, there's no way of figuring it out. There's no meter, so.
So, next one I have is line 181, grounds maintenance. $2,500 seems to be more in line with what we're spending, what we've been billed for. And they've been doing a great job. But with that, we wanted to check and see if that contract has been renewed.
We have got to renew that, and I should get on that as well. And I will, let's see. Zona, Ona can give me the guy's...
Green Mountain Mowing.
Well, I came up and saw him, and Ona's contract has one more year on it, I believe. And when I talked to him, I kind of verbally said, you know, plan on this for 2 years. There's no written contract. You only had a verbal contract with him, right?
The year before. The year before that.
And but it wouldn't hurt for me to just...
We should do a three-year contract. That's fair enough.
Well, but what Ona thought was that if we could hang on one more year, then her three-year contract would be up. We could do it all at the same time. I don't care whether we do that or we set him up for a 3-year contract starting this year. You can think on that. It doesn't have to happen today. But I'm going to have some downtime that I can do something. Whereas normally I walk out of the house and don't do this stuff during the day. I might have some time when I'm going to have to be there. And this might keep me from shooting myself or someone else.
We need to put Angus in protective custody.
What?
We need to put Angus in protective custody.
No, I won't shoot her. That would just be too messy. You want to think on that?
I guess the only reason would be to separate is this, the cemetery is a separate entity, and so they have like sort of like a separate set of books, like the library.
Well, they do have a separate set of books.
So it would...
He still bills us separately each time he does the different
jobs. Why don't I touch base with him anyway?
Doesn't matter. Easy, you know. If we do our own thing, then we don't have to worry about the cemetery, you know, part of it too. So, especially if we do it for 3 years.
I will touch base with him. What else have we got?
Let's see. My next one would be, I think, 186, head conferences and mileage, stay at 1500. And 187, E911, signs and posts, stays at 250. And that
You still going to have the miscellaneous general expenses?
That's Ellen's line, and she didn't fill it in, so I'm not sure.
I'll put a question mark by it.
I don't think we've billed anything to it the last couple of years, because we've been billing to direct to clerk or treasurer expenses. I think that might be more for if there are any extra, any overages for not just this office, but for, and it's under miscellaneous town expenses, so.
It hasn't been used in the last 2 years, so.
Yeah, maybe even three. So the only other one I have on this whole thing would be line 249 under general fund reserve accounts. Reserve for reappraisal, $5,000.
I thought we were done with that last year.
We were winding it down.
Okay.
We haven't been told so yet, but our district advisor has strongly suggested that we get our ducks in a row because we might be getting the call this year that we have to do a reappraisal. So, and also that costs are gone.
Is that because that coefficient of dispersion is off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though our equalization number is almost dead on 100, right where it needs to be, there's too much going on at the upper and lower ends that are throwing it off.
Life sucks.
So we need a reserve for the records?
That's one that can just be added because it doesn't need to be voted on.
We need a line for the new reserve, and it'd be
$4,000. There'll be nothing in it to start because it's not taxpayer funded. We don't put in a budget number. We just keep track of how much is in it. Because it comes out of the recording line, the income will be in the recording line.
So we don't put a line in this section.
It won't be in this year. It'll be in next year when there's money in that account.
It'll just show up as reserve account over in the town report, not in this budget.
Right.
Thank you.
That's all I got.
So we got any other
questions? 254 can go away too, because we abolished that one in town meeting.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Actually, any line that's all zeros after your deliberation should go away. If you've got your budget and actual for the last 2-3 years and it's still zero, there's no reason to keep it, is there?
Under reserves?
Any of them.
Well, we can't eliminate like 252, right? Because we may put money in that, and we can't eliminate it until we eliminate it. By the voters.
It doesn't be in the budget.
If we aren't eliminating just because it isn't in the budget, if we haven't contributed to it and we're not going to, it can come out of the budget.
It can come off the report.
But it's still
valid.
The reserve is still there.
Right.
And the money that is there is still in it.
Right. Yep.
So we're just removing
that whole,
from the budget. Minds.
Right.
Because
we're just not funding it.
We're just not funding it anymore.
Right.
And we probably won't until we get things squared away, if at all. Depending on how things go, right?
Yeah. No, I was just differentiating between the fast squad one is no longer exists where the others do. That's all.
So, but do we, those that we haven't contributed to, they're going to drop off if they have all zeros there, right?
They can, yeah. And then they just come back on if there needs to be
money. Yeah, I mean, it's really the same decision whether we want. I don't know, what isn't there some rule of thumb, 3 years or 5 years?
I think it's 3.
Just so that people can look back.
I think the way we have done it in the past is whatever you're showing in the town report is the basis you use for determining whether there's a line item or not. If the line item is zeros all the way across to what you're showing in the town report,
right,
then you can get rid of that line.
Right, that's, yeah, 3 years is what we've been doing, right?
So, well, yeah, you have 3 years in the town report.
Yeah. Agreed.
I mean, you can do whatever you want, but that's, it just, why have a line of zeros in there?
I would think that we would let them drop off and when we wanted to, when we felt it was wise to contribute again, that we'd put them back in there. Because every line that you put in here just costs money to print it.
Yeah, and we have a separate report for reserve accounts. And
absolutely.
And it's not like it takes it out of NMRIC, it just doesn't get funded. And if you ever have to refund it again, the line is still there in the.
It's just hidden. Good.
Thank you for taking time to come and go through it with us. Thank you.
Thank you for all that you do, all of you guys.
So we've got to come up with these select board numbers. That's our job, and we haven't done that. And I have a few more appropriation letters in here, but I didn't get a chance to open all of them. The visiting nurses of Vermont, New Hampshire, is this is 269, is 3950. The Woodstock Area Job Bank is 300, and that's 271. This is Two Rivers.
269 was 39.
269 is 3950.
Thank you.
And do you this public health council says that they aren't going to ask us for money for this next fiscal year, but they may in years ahead. And so we don't have to deal with that. Ona Chase has gave me this paper at the end of the meeting last time, and I don't know where in this spreadsheet the cemetery is. But she wants $12,000.
Which line is 266?
Thank you, John. She wants $12,000 again. I emailed her back and thanked her for the paperwork and asked her, was she sure that was enough? And she has not responded back. The library is in process of working on their budget, and Ann Bauer emailed me and asked what kind of guidance we had given people on budget as to whether they wanted it level funded or not, and I emailed back that the board hadn't discussed it, that I realized things had gone up and things were going to go up in some of these other accounts, and the highway in particular, and probably she should figure to do the budget as to what she needed to get the job done. And she said she would try and be frugal. And so they'll get back to us at some point. Do you want to start going through the highway? It's 9 o'clock. We haven't got many other things on the agenda. One thing that we do need to discuss in the highway situation is the highway crew. We've been giving the highway crew full insurance on the gold plan. And it was asked, Jimmy asked it at the last meeting, if they wanted to get to the platinum plan and they were willing to pay the extra, could they do that? Ellen called Health Connect, Blue Cross Blue Shield, whatever, and indeed, any one of the highway crew members or anyone that's on the health insurance can get a different plan than the gold plan if they choose. And they, none of the employees have to all have the same plan. They don't, in other words, one person can get a gold and one person can get a platinum, and that's fine. But the question that we have to, I feel that we should take a vote on tonight is, are we willing to allow our highway employees or anyone else for that matter that gets health insurance through the town to get a better plan if they so desire, if they are willing to pay the extra premium? Because that should be something that we vote on. And the reason I would like to do that tonight, it will not affect our budget per se, but the reason I want to do that is that open enrollment ends very soon. And so we need to, if they're going to change their plan, they need to do that. And I haven't thought through all of the ramifications, except for if they're willing to pay the extra premium and they feel that that plan works better for them, I don't see why it should make a difference to us.
When's the open enrollment finish up?
I believe it's the 7th of December.
That's correct.
I could be wrong. Is that correct? And so they really need, if they're going to do this with the holiday, this Thanksgiving next week, right?
Yeah.
That they really need to know that they should change that coverage if they so desire.
The only thing I have is just point of order. You know, we didn't put that on our agenda, so I mean, we might get scrutinized for bringing up other things. That would be the only...
Well, it is a budget item, too. And I guess that's why I didn't put it on.
Well, but that being said, it does not affect the budget. We're not spending money. So you can argue both ways. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I understand that.
It'll show up in the budget.
Pardon?
It'll show up as an expense, and it'll show up as an income line.
Well, no, actually, well... I assume it will be deducted from their payroll amount.
Yeah, you just take the yearly amount that it's going to cost and divide it by 52 paychecks, and that's what they pay every week as a payroll deduction. I mean, that's how my insurance works. We choose whatever the company will pay X plan, and the other plan you want is comes out of your paycheck.
I understand about the point of order, and I do understand that. And so I'm going to, as a board, we're going to have to make a decision whether we want to take this vote or not, or whether we feel we are comfortable doing that. But this came up when we talked about it on Monday with Steve, and I talked with Jimmy about the budget. And I should have added it at the beginning of the meeting. And
when does the appointment end?
Excuse me?
When?
December 7th.
Which is probably the Friday after we meet. So we probably meet on the 4th?
Yes, I believe it is the 4th.
You can't deny them, can you?
Well, we have offered them the gold plan.
Right.
I think that the board should... Well, maybe not. Well, maybe
there's two options. Either we do it now and deal with it, and reaffirm it later, or we have a special meeting to deal with it before then. But not dealing with it, in my opinion, is not an option, because I feel that if they want to choose that plan, there's no reason they shouldn't be able to.
Right.
Right. And I'm totally for it.
I understand where you're coming from, and I do understand that. And I should have, when we got into the budget, I kind of remembered it, and that was certainly my fault. And But I do think that if they're going to change, we either need to do a special meeting or we need to give them the authority to change, if they want to change their coverage, to allow them to do that if they're willing to pay for it. I think we need to either deal with it tonight or have a special meeting to deal with it, because 2 weeks from now they're never going to get that change effected.
It's pushing it pretty late.
They're pushing it pretty late already, given how health condition works.
You give them 2 work days to do that.
That's not acceptable.
Right.
So I guess, considering it's not going to cost the town any money, I will move that we authorize the road crew or anyone who receives health benefits to get better coverage if they wish at their expense.
Second.
On their Health Connect insurance.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And if we feel uncomfortable about that, we'll put it as an agenda item and reaffirm that decision. So maybe why don't you put that for an agenda item for the next meeting?
Sure.
Okay, now do you want to go through, it's after 9, do you want to go through highway budgets?
No.
Okay, I do want to say a couple of things, and one is, because of all these repairs, and when we went through the budget, it is going to cost more. It is going to go up, and Jimmy has also asked for a part-time guy in the winter to plow to get around quicker, and that is going to be an item as well, and you might as well think about that. And he doesn't want a full-time person at this point. At some point it might work into that, but he would like in the next year's budget a part-time person so they can get around quicker in the winter.
So what will you use? Will you use the one ton?
What he was looking to was using the one ton to do intersections and maybe some of the smaller roads like Blackmore Road, where it's hard to get a big truck up there, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. Doing the driveway here, the town hall, those kinds of things. That kind of stuff.
Certainly reasonable.
There was no discussion of a fourth truck, big truck.
No, I was just curious what if he had one. They could also do stuff for the local.
He also would like to get going with Cy on the trees and get him organized. I was wrong. Cy charged $400 for that tree, not $3. But he got it all cleaned up, so it was still probably a good deal. And so, if we're done with budget for now,
very true.
I have select board correspondence, review of assignments, agenda for next meeting, and the zoning meeting. If we're going to have that hearing on the 8th, we need to decide whether we want to have that hearing, for instance, at 6 o'clock in the evening, and then have a regular select board meeting at 7, whether we want to just start our regular select board meeting at 7 and then have the hearing at the first part of the meeting. We need to make that decision because we're going to have to get some warnings out here soon. And does anyone have any feeling on that?
How much pushback we get if we start that hearing at 6? Is that too early?
Well, I think because it's winter, I think not. And I, quite frankly, I don't think many people will come. We could start it at 6:30. And then we could warn our regular meeting after to say, not give a start time, but say regular select board meeting after the zoning regulation hearing. Would you feel more comfortable with 6:30?
No, I think 6 is fine. I just wonder if we get pushed back. I mean,
Well, yeah, the hearing is different than a select board meeting, I guess, but it brings up another point. We did vote to have our winter meeting start at 6, so I don't know if that's something we're actually...
Well, that's already did, didn't we? It isn't winter yet. So she'll leave.
We did it by day, but it's savings time.
I'm more than willing to start the meetings from here on in at 6, and we'll get done earlier, especially during budget season. That's fine with me. But we still have to tackle this hearing situation.
6 o'clock, then?
6 o'clock for
sure,
the hearing.
Why not?
And the regular select board meeting after at the end of the hearing. Okay. And that's for January 8th. Okay, I did not see any other, let me make sure, there was no other select board correspondence. No, nothing else was here, I guess. I have not heard anything from Phil Deckard regarding... how he's coming on that easement.
It was February, March.
That's when it ends.
What's that about? I would assume it may have been getting an extension without a bunch of money, but otherwise I'd have to go through the process of applying and paying that fee, so...
Any agenda items for next meeting?
Now it's the season when they really like it. When they're in the truck day night.
I'll try and get hold of Phil and see if he's making any headway. You wouldn't change that equipment out this winter anyway, would you?
Yep, because our license is going to run out.
I will try.
Well, John and I were just talking. I mean, even if we don't get that squared away with them, we've got equipment there and we've got an agreement with them, and we're not doing anything different unless we change the tower. But
are you going to have to change the tower?
We'd love to, but I'm not sure.
No, I don't think it was. I think it was going to be a different antenna potentially, but there wasn't going to be changes to the tower in the building.
Right.
Well, do you guys want to kind of get some firm numbers together and as to whether or not we can do it on the with the existing tower? Or
yeah,
do you already have that?
Existing tower, and I can dig back into my emails and find.
Well, let's just put it on the agenda for next time to approve it, and that'll give us time to... Because we really ought to get that. I hate having that license. We paid $1,000 for that license or more.
I will also get on to Boozy's case.
What's the actual agenda item?
What would we call it? Repeater. Added repeater channels.
Are you going to have to pay once you get that license?
We have it.
And so, but you have to use that within a year.
Right.
And then is there a renewal fee or anything?
Not that I'm aware of. We've never paid a renewal for the fire department once.
I will get onto Phil's... we need to get that permanent easement from Webster descendants before they sell it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I don't know how he's come along on that. I'll try and catch him again. Any other business?
Excuse me. Do you have numbers for the highway budget?
Yes, preliminary numbers.
Do you want me to put those in the spreadsheet and distribute them back out to the board before you meet again?
I don't have a problem with that. Do you?
It works for me. I've got them, so I can give them to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do that.
And then going forward, well, my plan, I think, would be that I will make a spreadsheet that will be the file. The spreadsheet will be named with the date, tonight's date in it, and that will change. That will, the spreadsheet will not change. You get ready to work on the budget next time. I'll make a copy of that, and that will be named whatever the date is that you are. So you may end up with 10 spreadsheets by the time we get done, but they'll all be named with the date in them so that you can refer back to them, and then you just keep moving right on through. And I don't know whether you do the SharePoint thing or not. I can
those,
Scott to do whatever you
those, that those paper copies that you have
yep.
came from the auditors and
from Mr. Birkner.
Right.
And I have that.
You should be able to work in those in Excel.
I can. I am.
Okay. That's where they came from.
I've already chatted with Mr. Birkner.
Okay. That's good. We're good then. I didn't know whether you... I thought you knew that, but I wasn't sure.
So I put the numbers that we talked about tonight, as well as the highway budget together, put it together in a spreadsheet, send it back to the select board, right?
Yep.
Is that the way you want to do it?
Yep.
Done.
Yep, yep. That'll be good. I need a motion.
Did we formally decide what the date was for the zoning hearing?
We decided at the last meeting that it was going to be January 8th.
Okay, and tonight we decided 6 o'clock.
No, we decided tonight 6 o'clock.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And I just wanted to clarify. We decided when Orson and John were here, we decided we'd have it on the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
But we never got into the particulars.
Okay.
I believe that has to have a 30-day warning period. It has to be in the paper twice. Becky has from Two Rivers the protocol necessary.
Okay.
But
good.
By the time we get the next meeting, we might not be able to get it into the standard in time.
Yep.
So I wanted to be sure that we got that squared away today, and because we never discussed that the other night.
Yeah. That's what I was just double checking, make sure that's what we decided on. So, yep, good.
But we will also have to decide whether we want. We probably will keep that next select board meeting at the regular meeting date and have 2 weeks in a row because we'll be still working on warnings and things like that. Although it would be nice to think we could get that done in a couple weeks, but. We know we're dreaming. I know we're dreaming. Anything else?
Do we have to do anything special to warn the earlier select board meetings when we go to 6 o'clock? Because I know we set, in the beginning of the year, we set the days and the time. Is there something that we
have to do? This hearing will have to be warned. And if the select board meeting is going to start before... Well... 6:30.
We changed the standing thing on the webpage. It says it's at 7 to 6.
Okay.
And the time goes on the post.
And we could just put it winter hours starting whatever and stuff so people know that.
So are you going to start the meetings at 6 now? The regular meetings at 6 as well?
Yeah.
Is that what we decided
yeah.
back whenever? Okay. And so do we need to get Becky to change that on the website? Or can you still do that?
I can do it.
You can do it.
I can. December 4th.
Starting at 6. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah, just put a thing that's like winter hours so there's an explanation. And then just... And then get bracket...
Cindy is still... Even if it's a regular meeting and you don't have to you don't have to notice the meeting... She still has to notice the agenda.
And it has a time on it.
Okay.
So
I just don't want to get caught in the technicality.
So even though it's There certainly was some confusion because when Jonathan was here, he explicitly told me on more than one occasion, because I was posting the notices, if it's a regular meeting, you don't have to post the notice, and you don't have to post anything. But that isn't true. You have to post the agenda.
Yeah, which makes sense.
So there were several meetings that we were in error, like a whole year's of them. But life goes on. I need that. Did you put that file back for Ellen?
I don't want to get into the situation Bridgewater Plymouth is in down there with their police.
Oh, really?
What?
Read that in the paper.
What?
What happened?
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil.
You're welcome.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Did anybody say I'll second it? All those in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We're done.